I'm here with Jochen Maas, and I'd like to know what car you're racing this weekend. I know you're probably racing a lot of cars. Which ones are you racing?
I've got the Mercedes from Kleisel, HK Engineering, Gullwing, very nice car. But of course, we're in a group which is overly competitive. We have very, very fast cars, and so it's a bit difficult for us. We're a little bit overweight, and you know, there's nothing better homologation-wise possible for us to do that. So we're struggling a bit in that group. So I think we're a little bit ill-placed in that group, but it's fun anyway.
And you're a regular here at Goodwood. What cars, if at all possible, can you say have been your favorite car or cars to race?
Well, one of the favorite cars I raced here in Goodwood for sure were the E-Types. Wonderful cars, very competitive, very good handling, lovely to drive. So that would be my favorite.
And if you were to have a dream car that you've raced or you haven't raced, what dream car would it be to race?
Would be the present Mercedes Formula One.
And this weekend, who do you think your fiercest competitors are?
I'm sorry?
This weekend,
yeah.
Who are your most fearsome competitors?
Oh, all of them. They're all fierce competitors. And now I'm laughing, but you know, I mean, I don't look at Goodwood like that. It's sort of, I shall enjoy it, and I love it. You know, I do what I can do with the car, and that's it. I don't want to overdo it, nor do I expect the others to be over competitive. Let's just enjoy it. You know, we can race them anyway. And it's to drive a car, which is important. That makes all the difference.
Now, the St Mary's Trophy is full of A35s. It's usually full of a whole different classes of cars, with really heavy cars and really lightweight cars, usually with contemporary drivers. This year, A35s. What on earth do you think about that?
It's intriguing, really, when I look at the cars. I always like to see them on the road because they look very competitive. I think Martin Brundle once drove one, which was very quick. But of course, he probably had an engine which had a few more, let's say, too many horsepower. But this is all sort of one group of engines, all sealed, so nobody can really walk away with something indecent. But nevertheless, between a very good and a not so good engine, there's still probably a difference of, let's say, 10 horsepower. So that might make a difference too. But it's highly competitive, that group. And I'm curious to see how many will roll the cars. I hope not, but I'm sure it will happen.
On that note, I'm going to stop there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.